A little bit more. I could hear you through my teeth better.
Through your teeth?
There, that's more like it. Bazinga, huh?
Pull it up a little bit.
Oh, I got a Bazinga shirt too, except for it has the flash symbol instead.
That's better.
Better?
Of Green Lantern.
Yeah.
Well, the flash is more current.
This is Scott Novosel, author of the 20 years in the making graphic novel Fieldhouse. And you are listening to the one and only Comic Pop Library.
Whatever you do, I'll do it too. Show me everything and tell me how. It all means something, and yet nothing to me. Oh, I can see there's so much to learn. It's all so close, and yet so far. I see myself as people see me. Oh, I just know there's something bigger out there. I wanna know, can you show me?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Comic Pop Visits, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Jonathan
and Logan.
Today we have Lynn E. Main with us again. He has some exciting news for everybody that's going to be coming up shortly. So, Lynn, thanks for coming back on today.
Yay! Welcome in.
And the exciting news is
here.
Yes,
I'm actually here.
The exciting news is that he has come out with a second volume of Zombie Waltz. So, Lynn, tell us all the details of what's happening with your story here.
Well, Zombie Waltz is rolling into, with this book, it's rolling into the kind of the deep guts and marrow of the story. It gets pretty bad. I say it's always darkest before dawn, so I think that that's basically, you know, you're going to go deeper into the night here for a while, and that's pretty much what Zombie Waltz Part 2 is. But a couple of you have already gotten to try it, right? Like, you know a little bit of what I'm talking about.
Yeah. With this one, you're going to get a little bit more into the characters, the way it sounds, so that will be a fun ride for everybody. So.
Yeah, I think it definitely develops several of, I think it develops several of the characters well. In, I hope that even some of the characters that are now newly going to be introduced get some pretty good development, and you kind of at least get an idea of where they're from and what they're about. Because I'm all about my characters. I think it's the most important ingredient in the soup.
And like I said, this is planned for a trilogy, so he's working on his third book now.
It's going to be a Paolini trilogy, like about five books.
Yeah, everybody says they start with trilogies, and sometimes it always goes over.
No, it will be a trilogy, and even if the next book is 197 million words, it's going to be the end of this trilogy. The Zombie Waltz will conclude, because a Zombie Waltz is it's a dance, and it's not meant to, it's not the song that never ends. It's a very specific,
it's
limited
not the never
dance
ending story. Two, three, one.
It isn't the never ending story, but I feel like there's, I have a lot of exciting things that I plan on doing, and for the fans and for the people and for myself and for the storyline. And but it's not, I promise you, there will be an end to the Zombie Waltz. That's all I can say. It will f***ing end. Unlike some endless zombie stories you might have heard of before, it's going to end. There's going to be an end.
And Logan kind of hit on the waltz and the aspect of
one,
that.
Two, three, one.
So,
yeah, and the waltz is waltz is a German word that means to move. Basically, well, it comes from waltzen, which means to move, and a waltz is specifically a German dance set for couples in triple time. And when I learned the meaning of that word, I kind of already wanted to use it. So I'm the kind of person that I use a word and I think I'm real smart and I know what words mean, and then once I tell you what they mean, I Google it to make sure. and I'm usually at least close. But I looked it up at some point, and I was already wanting to use it for the title, for the very self-explicatory, I don't know how to say it, like just trying all the tricks in the book. So, you know, Z is the most
right.
popping letter in the alphabet, so I wanted to start and end my my title That's with cool. Z.
That's cool.
So okay. it's enwrapped in pop. So I wanted to use the word waltz, and I didn't exactly know what it meant. So I looked it up, and it said in triple time, and that means super fast. Triple time in music right. is, you know, you have time, and then yeah. you have double time, and then you have triple time. Yep. It's in one beat. There's three. So yeah, it's I'm not very good with music. Don't look at me like that, Logan. It's just an example. I thought yeah. that was super cool, and the whole idea of the dance of the dead, I think, is not originally mine. I think that, you know, the macabre waltz is an idea that exists, whether it be like a savage, like dance, like fight, or okay. whether it be something more spiritual or whatever, however you want to interpret it. That's just the fun of it. It's cool. fun play on words. So very specifically, the zombie or undead fight slash maybe dance that can be disgusting or beautiful, and, depending on how you look at it.
Oh, forgot to mention this featuring Dead Boy or Lynn.
Less. Lynn was his brother.
So, but Dead Boy, and we have Fatty or Faith. So still continuing on with those two characters. You'll get, like we said earlier, they'll get more into the character. It's a little bit darker. This contained one of the sections where I told Lynn it was one of my favorite sections, but we can't really talk about that. We'll just have to read
Can't wait for the spoiler review when we're going to get all dirty and talk about all the dirty secrets. That's coming up, people, so wait for that if you love spoilers like I do. Some people don't love spoilers, so we're doing this anti-spoiler thing where we can't talk about the guts. Yes. And even though it's my guts, I still want to pull them out and show everybody, like, ugh.
Well, it is a 2017 release, and
yes.
he's going to be appearing at a convention coming up pretty soon, really fast, so if you want to mention that.
So, yeah, it's, you know, everything gets like a grand opening, so I'm only going to get to do one big convention this year, and it's going to be TopCon in Topeka. I did it last year, and I'm going to go back this year. Meager as we are, we're going to go out there, and we're going to show off the new book and kind of introduce it. I also have come up with a little scheme, and I'm going to kind of announce it right here, and it's going to be happening at TopCon and also on the web between then and Perdition, but not until then. It's going to kind of open up at TopCon, give me a couple weeks to get prepared. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to basically start a simple newsletter. It's going to be a newsletter which is going to contain original stories that are not found anywhere else by myself, at least, and hopefully others, if I can get others to contribute. It will have some pretty cool original artwork by some artists that I'm getting involved with now. You know, I'm not sure how quickly the newsletter will be out. I'm hoping it'll be out by the Christmas, the first of the year. And in that newsletter, I plan on revealing the day, or at least an idea of the day that I'm going to complete the series. Because I'm very excited to just get this whole series rolled out. And I know the second book is, you know, it's important to give it its time in the spotlight. But I just want everybody to have the whole thing and have my entire cycle, I guess, so to speak, mm-hmm. my entire waltz. And then, like I said, there's going to be some original stuff, some new stuff, and some news with any kind of, you know, maybe possible spinoffs or other stories that I might be working on, or any kind of other work that people are contributing. So
the first release of this, or first thing?
It's going to be an issue. It's going to be a newsletter or like a zine. So,
but you're going to have the first people that can do this will be at TopCon to sign up, and then you'll
open it up. It'll be opened up for sign up at TopCon, and then there, at that point, I'm going to open it up on the Facebook page. It's just going to be, you know, basically, you know, send me your email address or your address, and I will send, you know, your mailing address. I'm not coming to your house, but I will, you know, send you a newsletter, or I will email you a link to get the newsletter online. I haven't worked out all the logistics of that. It's going to be a while before the newsletter actually comes out, because it's actually going to be quite a piece of news. It's not just going to be a monthly thing. It's probably going to be something that comes out quarterly or less. But the first one should, I'm hoping, you know, the first of 2018. And it's what it's going to be is basically announcing, first off, announcing when the third part of this story is going to come out, and accurately, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. That's accurate. But not only that, it's going to, like I said, contain some original artwork and maybe possibly some original stories. Definitely some new content and stuff that you might consider it prequel material. I'm not going to go too deep into that right now, but it's going to definitely still have some Zombie Waltz themes. The name of the newsletter is going to, I'm very excited to announce, is going to be Dead Boy's Life. And it's going to basically, you know, give you all the information you need to know about anything that I'm going to be doing with artistic works in the future. So whether it be with the Zombie Waltz or any other endeavors that I get involved with writing, I'm going to be putting in this newsletter so that all the information about what's going on with me will be in one place for anybody that cares.
So you're kind of so you're kind of going back almost old school to where the, but, and some fanzines did have this too, but even magazines, you know, you think of Asimov's anthology for science fiction stories, or you think of Fangoria with, you know, that wasn't necessarily had original content, but, you know, a fan magazine. So you're kind of mixing the two and kind of keeping it within the Zombie Waltz world.
Yeah. So cool. Yeah. I definitely want people to contribute anything that they want to, whether it be written or, and, you know, I'll consider anything that anybody wants to contribute. I want it to be, you know, pretty much at least for the first issue, it's going to be pretty much just the Zombie Waltz theme. Okay. I'm not really gonna, now in the future.
Later issues might be some
original. Future, well, you know, when as this winds down, other stories come up on the horizon. It will definitely feature new, you know, all things from my world or my kind of my universe, so to speak. But it's, yeah, it's definitely going to be, and you know how they say inside the artist's mind, it's all kind of intermixed anyway, so it's all going to be in there. And yeah, if people want to contribute something that has nothing to do with zombies or my world, and it's cool, and it's something that they want to get out there in the world, and I can help them do that, and I'm going to do that. So that's beautiful.
Be in the future, the first one's.
Yeah, the first one's going to be, yeah, basically, yeah. And I'm hoping to get some written fan art, but, you know, just art or whatever I can get. I'm pretty much going to take whatever I can get.
It'll probably be at least priority whatever you decide, so.
Oh, yeah. He'll be the editor, basically.
Yeah, I mean,
ones unrelated to zombies and stuff might get in there, but it will probably get in there after the zombie-related stuff, I'm guessing.
Well, yeah, like, in the first issue, it'll probably all be zombie stuff, to be honest. I don't really foresee, because I don't have any published non-zombie related works. Do I have any non-zombie related works? I don't know, you tell me, but I don't have any published, so I'm not I'm just starting with this one specific area, and then I'm gonna, you know, I plan on branching out from there.
That's what we call a tease in the biz.
I don't mean to be a tease,
but the TopCon is going to be at the Kansas Expo Center, and that's at the Capitol Plaza Hotel, and that is coming up very shortly. It is actually going to be this coming weekend on September 9th and 10th, I believe, are the dates. So anybody there, be sure to look up Lynn. He's going to have a booth there. Of course, at this point in time, they don't have the booth numbers yet, but they'll be giving out the brochures when you get there and however they do the...
Yeah, I'll be there. There should be some other people. Should be a good time. No, there's going to be a lot of people, a lot of celebrities, a lot going on. Top Con's a pretty big event. I think this is the 49th or 50th year that they've done Top Con, so it's been around for a long time. And it might be 49, I think. Last one was 48.
Must be 49 or 48, because if it was 50th, it would be plastered all over the thing. Because I'm on their website, and it's not mentioning anything.
Yeah, it's been a lot of years. They've been doing. I don't know that it's been ran by the same people for all those years. I'm sure not. But the convention of that name, I guess, has been going on for a long time in Topeka, and it's a really good time. There's, like I say, a lot of cool stuff there to do, cosplay, big name entertainers, some cool activities, and some pretty rad books and other vendors and stuff like that. Should be a good time.
And I know last year when you went, you shared some photos online with everybody. So everybody, if you're part of the Facebook page, I think it's also entitled Dead Boy Life.
Boy's Life. And so, you can also look it up as just Zombie Waltz on Facebook.
Be sure to like that page and you'll be able to keep up. Lynn posts pictures there for everybody to see. He did last year. He saw, I think, Susan Lamden there was one of our friends. Mike Mundy's was there as one of our friends. So it's kind of cool being able to see everybody.
Yeah, we also ran into some other friends of the show. Vance Major, Scott Johnson. I got to mention Michael King. Last year was a blast. I mean, I hope everyone else that went there had a good time, but I sure did because a lot of my friends were there. But I'm hoping some of them make appearances again. But it was definitely cool seeing them last year. I'm pretty sure Suzanne's going to be there this year. I think that she's announced it. If I'm wrong, I'm sure the family will get me. But but I think she's going to be there. She'll be somewhere. If she's not there, people, she'll be somewhere. You'll be able to find her.
She's running around somewhere.
She's out there somewhere, I promise you. Jonathan, anything to add?
I think. as far as I know, I'll be going with you, right?
As far as you know.
As far as I know.
As far as you know. I think that old Jonathan's room is going to make the venture down the tracks. We've got some logistics to talk about after the show, but that's why he says as far as he knows. It's, he hasn't had a thumb ride yet.
The only thing related to Comic Pop is Jonathan will be there and Lynn will be there, but Logan and I won't because we did some other stuff and we're having some major trips coming up, so we're broke, as Logan said.
And like Lenny said, Jonathan's room is going to be there, and I might have a surprise for Lenny when we get down there as well. So.
Okay. Your hotel room and a surprise.
Not like that.
You knew it was coming. You opened the door.
What happens in Topeka stays in Topeka.
Hopefully not, or else the Jonathan's room wouldn't work from there.
He leaves Jonathan there. There we go. Jonathan won't come back.
I think Jonathan will come back. I'm almost certain he will.
The second book for Zombie Waltz, it's available now to go ahead and pick up, or if they want to, definitely wait till TopCon. That way you can get an autograph from Lynn, but it is available.
You can get it on Amazon, of course, our old bros at Amazon. It's available there. And it's available for the electronic reader, cheaper. If anyone has any problems with their electronic reader version, please private message me on Facebook and be like, hey, tell me what's wrong so I can figure it out. Because I've heard things, but they were garbled and I didn't pay attention because it was just from family members. I was like, whatever. You don't support me. Just kidding, family members. No, but I don't really know what's supposedly wrong. But a lot of people, I think, have read it on the second book on e-readers. So it can't be in it has to be at least partially legible. Anyway, if somebody figures out that there's something wrong with it on the e-reader, let me know. Okay. I think that it's pretty competently scripted in the hardback format. Softback, I guess you should say.
It's pretty much the same format as the first one. Nice print. You can read it really well because there's been some that we get that's really tiny. So we'll discuss that on a future podcast. But this is a nice print. It's pretty much the same size. It is the same size as the last one, so it'll fit right next to your first one really nicely. The artwork on the cover is by the same individual.
Yeah, I have to bring up Demifal. She's a fantastic artist. She's done two covers for us. Going to do the cover for the third book. Already confirmed it. It's okay. So on Facebook at Demifal Art. Has a Facebook page. They also have DeviantArt page, I think. Definitely Instagram at Demifal, and you can probably find them on Twitter as well. Okay. Demifaux. It's a DemiFaux. I want to make sure everyone gets that.
Okay.
Fantastic artist.
Yeah. Everybody mispronounces it as Demifaux.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Partially I'll, fake. I think it's a very clever name. Yeah. I really like it.
And I'll put a link there as well, because I think I forgot last time. So I see the link here in the back of the book in the acknowledgments. So
yeah.
I'll get that there for her website for sure.
Yeah. Everyone, check her out. She definitely does commissions. And if you wanted something specifically done, very, very cool artist. Can't wait to see what the third cover looks like. I'm very excited about my complete set whenever it happens. So yeah,
and I have to say thank you to Lynn as well for mentioning the Comic Pop crew and everything. So that was really nice for you to do in the library here, so thank you for doing
this. No problem. Yeah, this is definitely it. Like I know I've been gone for a while, but I definitely miss it, and I miss you guys, and wish I could be here more. Like tonight I have to run off like right now.
Yep.
To go do another thing. Staying very busy, but very happy, you know, working hard and trying to live a dream, you know, in the after hours, in the extra time, you know, even if that dream's just having a podcast with your friends, you know, it takes a lot of extra effort. And sometimes us artistic types are a little tired in the evenings and in the mornings, but, you know, it's definitely worth it. It's a labor of love. That's, we all say that we do this for love. And I think that it's definitely true. It's the art form that we love, whether it be music, books, or those awesome animes and other movie shows. It's a great day at Comic Pop Library.
True.
Everybody check out the Zombie Waltz. Yeah.
Go to, if you're not going to be able to be at TopCon, check out Zombie Waltz Volume 2 on Amazon to purchase your copy there. You can make arrangements with Lynn probably through his Facebook page, Dead Boys Live, or look up Zombie Waltz. You can get it there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Make arrangements to possibly ship it to him and get
I definitely signature. Do shipping. I do electronic, all that stuff. Yep. So yeah.
But if you're going to be at TopCon, be sure to visit him there. Again,
it'll be the coolest looking booth there, I promise.
There you go. And again, TopCon is going to be at Kansas Expo Center at the Capitol Plaza Hotel in Topeka, Kansas. So be sure to stop by there, say hi to Lynn, and support him. He's got a great book here. And that way you'll have your second book, and you'll be prepped and ready for when he gets the third book finished up editing. You'll be able to have your complete set. So exciting news from Lynn. We appreciate you coming on again. And like I said, like his Facebook page and go see him. We've had fun with Lynn. When you see him, you'll have fun with him too. So definitely check him out at TopCon. That's going to do it for us this time around. We hope everybody's enjoyed their time listening. We've been having fun. We'll see everybody on the flip side. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Come along with me and don't be scared. I just want to set you free. Come on, come on. Now we can stay here for a while. Cause you know I just wanna see you smile. No matter where you go, you know you're not alone. I'm only one call away. I'll be there to save the day. Superman got nothing.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.